Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Edius, Perik Hei Mischne Zayin. In connection to what we learned in the previous Mishnah, that a Kavya B'Mahal would not pull back, not reverse himself, on what he held was a Masayra he had from the previous generation in regard to those four halachos, B'Shas Misasai, during the time that he was about to pass away, Omar a Kavya B'Mahal said Libnoi to his son, B'ni, my son, Chazar b'cha bi'abba devarim sha'isi oimer. I want you to reverse your shita regarding the four halachas that I used to say. The Chacham hold differently. Amalai, so his son said, if you hold it, we should change our mind on this. But lamalai chazar tabach, why didn't you yourself change your mind? Amalai, so Kavya b'mahal said to his son, Ani shamati, I heard, I was mekabel these halachas, mipi amarubim, from a roiv of the Chachamim in the previous generation. The Haim and they, the Chachamim that argue on me, shamu mipi amarubim. They also heard it from roiv ha-Chachamim of the previous generation. In other words, a Kavya b'mahalel and the Chacham of his generation had a machloikas, what the Chacham of the previous generation said. So, ani amarati bishmuasi. I stood by the teaching that I was mekabel. I had to say to me, this is not a yochid against the rabbim. I hold this is the rabbim. And they stood by the teaching that they were mekabel. Aval ata, but you, my son, shemata mepi ha-yochid. You only heard it from me. Umepi ha-merubim. Then you heard it from the rabbim, from the chacham of today's generation. As far as what you heard, it's a yochid against the rabbim. And therefore, mutav, it is better, lahaniach divri ha-yochid, to leave go of the words of the Yachid, which is my Messiah of what the Chacham of the previous generation said, Belechis, and to hold on to Bedivri HaMerubim, what the Roiv of this generation say. Omaloi, so his son said, Abba, Father, Pekoidelai L'chavirecha, please, can you command your friends that they should be Mekar of me? Omaloi, so Akavi B'Mahal said to his son, Eini Mefakin, I can't give them that command. Amalai, so his son said, Shemi ilo metzasi bi? Maybe you know something which is not good about me, and therefore you don't want to command them to be makar of me? Amalai, so Akavya b'mahal said to his son, Lav, no, my son. Masecha yer karvucha, umasecha yer chakucha. Masecha, if you act right, yer karvucha, the chachamim will be makar of you. And if you don't act right, they're going to distance you. There's no need for me to tell them to like you. You can't order someone to like someone. It's based on your own actions. So in our Mishnah we learned, as Akavya Mahal was about to pass away, he said to his son, I want you to retract. Given in regard to these four halachis. So the son asked his father a good question. Why didn't father change his mind? He said, no, you have to understand something. I heard it from the rabbim of the previous generation. They claim they heard it from the rabbim in the previous generation. As far as I'm concerned, it's the rabbim against the rabbim. But you didn't hear it from the rabbim of the previous generation. You heard it only from me. And they say they heard it. So for you, it's a yachid against the rabbim, even though I'm your father. And then the son asks his father, can you tell them to be makar of me? And his father said, it doesn't help to order people to be makar of you. Your actions will determine whether they're makar of you or not. If you act right, there'll be makar of you. And the same is true for all of us. We like to get a hold of someone else and say, can you tell that person to do this for me? Most of the time, it's up to the way we act, whether people are makar of us or not. The Meiri explains in this case, the son wanted his father to be makar of him because, you know, after all, there was this machloikis. So maybe they're going to have it against the son. They'll hold it out against him. Oh, your father gave us such a hard time. And Akavya said, no, I don't believe they're going to do that. It's up to you. It's the way you act. This shows us that Akavya himself had no grudge against him. Each one was trying to bring out the emes of Torah, and they were being meister nefesh themselves for the emes.